Chapter 5. Why is my peace disturbed? Because directly or indirectly, you're posing as a somebody. You think that you are an individual, a separate person, a separate entity, an individual. The ego says, oh, she's disturbing me, or he's verbally attacking me. You are living as if you are a separate individual and reacting to others as if they are individuals too. There is peace. You are disturbing the peace. You are presence. You are not the body. That presence is within the body. There is not my presence and your presence. There is only one presence. It is the same presence that is everywhere. If you want to compare yourself to something, compare yourself to the sky. You're everywhere, just like the sky. There is no difference between the speaker in this body and the listener in that body over there. Accept reality. It is your reality. It takes courage to accept reality because it demands a letting go of everything that you have previously taken for real. There is no past life, no future life, no hell, no heaven, because you're not a doer. Without a doer, there can be no deed. Some people say that because of their previous bad deeds, they have taken birth as a man or a woman, etc. This is nothing but imagination, concepts, illusion. There is nothing. There is no birth. There is no death. You are unborn. We are talking about the fate of the unborn child. Take up the challenge and accept reality. Don't be a coward, worrying, oh, what is going to happen? Oh, what if he hurts me? Or what if I lose my job? You're not helpless. Be bold and fearless. Yes, I can do it. Age is not a barrier to self-realization. It is not an excuse. Oh, I'm an old man. What is going to happen to me? Or I cannot change. Spirit has no age. Is the sky 1 or 200 years old? Your presence is ageless. Our age is only connected to the body. To know yourself in a real sense requires total and complete involvement. Devote some time for yourself so that you can meditate for at least 1, 2, or 3 hours per day. All these saints devoted about 10 hours a day to meditation. But nowadays, this is not possible. If you don't have much time, at least manage 1 hour. In the beginning, practice is essential. Afterwards, it will not be necessary. When you first begin the practice, your mind will rebel against you and not give you any peace. Just ignore these disturbances and keep going. The mind, the ego, and the intellect are there because of this body form. Prior to beingness, they did not exist. Yet, we always give them so much importance, proudly stating, my great mind or my superior intellect. But consider what is going to happen to the mind, the ego, and the intellect when the body expires. Everything will disappear. You're not the mind, the ego, or the intellect. Everything came out of nothing, and everything will dissolve within nothing. You need spiritual courage to accept this knowledge, to surrender everything that you have known. I can do it, says my master. My master says that I am Brahma. Therefore, I am Brahma. To illustrate the strength of the ego and its identification with concepts, let's say that someone called you a donkey. You would immediately feel like reacting aggressively, correct? Why? Because you're insulted. The ego has taken a bruising. You have accepted the words and their meanings. Yet, when the master says, you are Brahma, you will not accept that. Accept what the master says. Nothing is impossible. Impossible is a word in the dictionary of fools. You are not a fool. Nothing is impossible. You are not a doer. You cannot do any deed. But still, you continue to carry the burden of your human life. Change your view, change your perspective, and then everything will be peaceful. There will be no tension. When you stop viewing yourself as a human being, there will be peace. Identify yourself. Who am I? You are neither a man nor a woman. You are Brahma, your ultimate truth, which is not separate from you. Be realized and make others realized. Come out of the darkness of ignorance.